Charlie C.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is, hey, I've been thinking about you. And our scripture comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 10 through 11. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me so you don't miss one episode of this hot breakfast for your soul by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. You can also follow Morning Motivation to have the teaching text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern by texting MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation, and the phone number is 33222. Last but not least, you can hear the recording all day or anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, Facebook at Rossi Williams, which is R-A-W-S-I, and everything else you need to know is on the website at feelthefire.com, FeelDFire.com. Well, by now you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 10 through 11, reading from the KJV. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, and causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Come on and praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, for this word. What is our topic for today? Hey, I've been thinking about you. Has anyone ever had you on their mind? You know, all obsessed with you. We used to say they got you on the brain. Well, that's the way God is about you today. God is obsessed with you. God has you on the brain. On yesterday, I called my mother to check on her, and she said to me that another family member had called, and when my mother answered, the family member said, "Hey, I've been thinking about you." And those words just did something to me. They evoked joy and laughter. Hey, I've been thinking about you. So much so that my mom and I just began to laugh about the conversation. Then I called my youngest sister and I said, "Hey, I've been thinking about you." And we laughed about it. And then I called my son and I said, "Hey, I've been thinking about you." And I told him, this is what Granny told me today, that someone had said to her, and oh, we just laughed about it. So throughout yesterday, I called my mother back multiple times. And every time she answered, I said, "Hey, I've been thinking about you." And we would just laugh because it would evoke emotions of joy and goodness and peace. And that's what God wants to say to you today. Hey, I've been thinking about you. And that should make you smile. It should make you feel good because God is obsessed with you. God is obsessed about you. God loves you. God has you on the brain. In the book of Jeremiah that we just read, God was speaking to his people through the prophet Jeremiah, and he was telling them that despite you having been in captivity, despite the bondage and the constraints of your situation, I want you to understand that I have been thinking about you. I have thoughts about you. I have plans for you, plans of peace and not evil, plans to give you a victorious end, to give you a winning situation. In other words, he was saying, hey, I've been thinking about you. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Before you were even birthed into this world, God was thinking about you. Matthew 6:26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, this is Jesus speaking, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Hey, I've been thinking. Matthew 11:28-29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Hey, I've been thinking about you. Luke 12:7. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Hey, God is saying, I've been thinking about you. Revelation 21:3-4. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hey, in other words, I've been thinking about you. No matter what's going on in your life today, God has been thinking about you. Whether you believe that you are too tall or too short, too skinny or too fat, too black or too brown or too white or too yellow, God has been thinking about you. No matter what side of the tracks you grew up on, who your parents are, the type of home you live in, God has been thinking about you. No matter if you have a PhD or you didn't finish the fifth grade, God has been thinking about you. No matter if you are a pastor or a lay member, rich or poor, no matter if you speak English or you don't, no matter what denomination, no matter if you are healthy or if you are not well, no matter if you've been incarcerated on drugs, no matter whatever the sin in your life may be, God has been thinking about you. God has been thinking about you. God has been thinking about you. No matter if you are divorced or separated or single or widowed, no matter if people have walked out of your life, no matter if you had a child out of wedlock, God has been thinking about you. No matter if you give thousands in the offering or you give $1 in the offering, no matter if you are a tick articulate, or if you cannot put together one sentence grammatically correct, God has been thinking about you. God has been thinking about you. God is obsessed with you. God has you on the brain. God has been considering you, contemplating you, pondering you. God has been protecting you and covering you. God has been planning for you and strategizing for you. God has been defending you. God has been the foreman on the jury to ensure you were exonerated. God has been the attorney to go speak with the prosecutor to ensure the charges were dropped. God has been the judge presiding over the case to keep Satan in alignment. God has been thinking about you. God has been thinking about you. Hey, God's been thinking about you. Come on and praise him as we go into prayer. Come on and praise him as we go into prayer. God has been thinking about you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have been thinking about us. You have been thinking about us. You have been making plans for us, Father. Before we were ever born into this world, you knew us and you called us by name. You have been thinking about us. Before today even happened, you touched us and you planned for us to rise. You have been thinking about us. Before this day will even end, you will have stepped in so many times that it will be impossible for us to number how many times you blessed us, how many times you watched over us, how many doors you opened. You have been thinking about us. Hey, you've been thinking about us. Hey, you've been thinking about us. Hey, hey, you've been thinking about us. You love us. We are daddy's girls and daddy's sons. You've been thinking about us. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. You've been thinking about us. We are above only and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. We are first and not last. We are winners and not defeated. You have been thinking about us. Now, Father, I come praying for everyone listening right now and those who will listen later, that they'll spend some time with you, because you're right in their presence right now, just waiting to speak with them, waiting to receive their worship, waiting to receive their praise, because you've been thinking about them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Come on and praise him. I got to give you our task for today, and we're going to end. But just say, I hear you, Father. Say, I hear you, Father. I know you've been thinking about me. Tell him again, I know you've been thinking about me. Now, for those who are not saved, please repeat after me. I'm giving the altar call. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, he's been thinking about you. Now, our topic for today is, hey, I've been thinking about you. Your task for this entire weekend is to spend time with the Father. He's been thinking about you, and share this with at least three people this weekend whom you know need to be encouraged. They're at the last leg. They're about to give up. Let them know that God has been thinking about them. Just send them to feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. All right, it's Friday. Let's end with a different song.
And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed.
Now.
Ooh, good, 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 good to be alive.
Let me tell you something. God got you on the brain. See you Monday. Go to fieldthefire.com. I love you.